a company called Squatter Squad out of California, of all places. They are sending squatters packing because they are basically going in as home inspectors to enter the premises, change the locks, and send those squatters out the door, wherever they're going to squat next, out of here. That's what we're getting into today. Let's get into it. Here we go.
We would like you guys to remove if there was already a sound.
No, we put a 24-hour notice of inspection, and I have the power of attorney, so we can come in and do an inspection. There's nothing illegal with that.
No, well, the police are going to come.
Yeah, that's fine. We're coming in.
You got to go to court, though.
Okay.
Is
this in
court? Look, let's just let the police get here.
Here's the deal. This is a civil matter, and you... Okay, well, he wants to.
We'll let the police do it.
No, that's fine.
This guy still can't be here.
Well, we're coming in.
Okay, well, we'll see.
Yeah.
That's the owner right there, Squatter Squad.
I'm on the phone with the sergeant.
I have a power of attorney, so to do the inspection. So
doesn't matter. Still has to go to court. Still has to go to court.
Yeah.
We were never served with a 3-day notice, dude.
This isn't a 3-day notice. This is a home inspection.
Okay, well, no.
This is a home inspection.
No, you guys already came and tried to bust in last time. The sergeant said
I have the right to be here, so they can call the sergeant. We're coming in, you guys. Oh, yeah. We're coming in. We're coming in. We have the right. So we're coming in.
You get the feeling they're going to go in? Yeah, they are.
We're going to press charges.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Take me to court. This isn't your property. You don't play.
Spicy.
Are you on the lease?
Yeah.
You're on the lease? Show me you're on the lease. You know you're not on the lease. It's your dog.
Rip out those doors. Rip out those screen doors. Get them out. Just get them out. I'll move to the maid in charge.
I don't know. Okay.
I have the maiden shirt. He's like, what happened?
Everything's safe. Okay, the owner's guys are going to spend a little time in there.
Okay.
Porta potty. So what I would say there, the big thing that I think people need to understand, and let's go to the Squatter Squad. Let's go to the Squatter Squad website. We're going to read the article. Fox got a good article on it. But Squatter Removal and Prevention Services. This is right from the website. I am not being sponsored for this, but Squatter Squad, you wanted me to do a few podcasts, interlay this in on some squatter content, because we've got squatter content for days. It's just happening all over. People just, law doesn't care. We're just going to do our thing. So what they do, one of the things, so they've got squatter ejection, they've got squatter prevention, got security camera installation and monitoring, we've got consulting, job types. Okay, here's what they will handle. Residential, apartment and condo, Airbnb. You know what? I want you guys to be able to see this. Job types. Here's the top. Squatter squad. Squatter removal prevention services. You scroll down to the bottom. Job types. They'll do residential, apartment and condo, Airbnb, commercial, and land. That pretty much covers everything, right? Except with light industrial or high rise or, you know, some crazy stuff like that. We do not. This is the important part here. Remove non-paying tenants that won't leave. Now, why is that? Let's do this view. Why is that? Because that's a civil matter and that's a lease agreement. That is a lease agreement that has gone sideways and you're going to have to get an attorney and you're going to have to go through the eviction process. Whereas these guys didn't have a leg to stand on, because not one of them that was in that house, not one of them actually had a lease. There was no lease. Just, you know, didn't have one. So they were literally legally squatting. And so they're able to just toss them. And that's why the cops were able to do their thing. Yeah, nobody here has a lease. Nobody has. And the second thing is they will not do is remove family members that were allowed to previously live on the property. You've been given permission. You've been given a verbal license. You're part of the family, that kind of thing. Because you get into some domestic situations, and my guess is that Squatter Squad doesn't want the liability of stepping in between something that they can't control. So that's legally outside of the bounds of what they're doing. You heard him say, yeah, this isn't a three-day notice. You got to give 3 days notice in California to a tenant that has rights to come and enter the premises. Well, you don't on a building inspection if you think something is, you know, needing addressing. So we're coming in on building inspection. That's what you heard the guy say. So that's their angle. We're just going to go in and do a little building inspection. You get that door open. They get their guys in there. They start hauling stuff out. All 12 people leave because they know the gig is up. They're out of there. They're done. I think it's great. God bless America, right? America is the way we should do it. We're going through a period right now where people think that they can squat just wherever the F they want and that this is okay. It's not. There's going to have to be pushback. And if you're going to have to pay, you know, Squatter Squad, they seem to have their drill down. What else do we have? About Squatter Squad. We're in, we're out, they're gone. I think it's great. A property must be secured or liberty cannot exist. John Adams. I mean, this is just great. Legally ejecting squatters since 2018. It's their byline. Just, here's what we're doing. We're ejecting some squatters. There's the crew. There's the owner. Got the R story on there. Let's read the story. I think this is a great one. Squatter Squad. Because there's just so much lunacy running around in the world, right? Just so many crazy people with crazy ideas. And, this is my house. No, it's not. Get the F out. We're the Squatter Squad. Video shows a team of Los Angeles home inspectors giving a group of a dozen squatters a reality check before they entered the home, changed the locks, and boarded up the windows. The police are going to come, one of the squatters tells the inspectors in the front yard and cell phone video recorded earlier this month. In the front yard, we heard that. This is the San Fernando Valley home. That's fine, the inspector replies. We're coming in. I mean, it was very clear that inspector was going to go in. Coming in. We're coming in. And then they just ripped the door off. Yep. Going in. That's nutty. A group known as the Squatter Squad took the video and says it has been legally removing squatters from private property since 2018. Have you guys heard of this group crew before? I haven't. Maybe it's because you just haven't seen a news story. And I haven't heard of anybody here in the Pacific Northwest either. But maybe things have just gotten so bad, and we know they have. Things have gotten so bad in California that it gives rise to a company like this that has a very narrow, we'll do this, we won't do that, because of the legality of where they're operating, which is in not a gray area per se. But I would say that they are, walking a fine line. How about that? They walk a fine line from the standpoint of what they can and can't do. So what we're seeing and what I've reported on repeatedly has been people who don't pay their lease. And then they have, you know, one of these NGOs come in and bring them current for 6 months, and then they immediately default again, don't pay rent. They're just abusing the system. Tenants abusing the system. But what we're seeing here is just straight up squatters. Just people just, this is where we're going to stay. They use various legal techniques applicable on a case-by-case basis to remove people who invade homes and refuse to leave. Does anybody ever, do you ever read these stories and go, what happened? How did we get here? Since when is this acceptable? What happened? Squatters got into my house. I just had to let them get all my stuff. They took all my family antiques. You hear those stories and you're like, that is horrible. Why can't normal human beings just take back their property? Well, because the politicians that you have voted for have enacted laws that protect these tenants or people with rights to real estate, protect them so hard. Washington State is one of the worst. Seattle is one of the absolute worst. And you know what kills me is that you make all these restrictions on landlords, basically leaving the tenants the ones in charge. They've got all the rights. Landlords don't have any. And then, you know, you're shrinking the pool of rental properties because nobody wants to be a landlord. You're shrinking the pool of rental properties by not being able to build enough housing. You're not able to build enough affordable housing. Nobody's building affordable housing here in Seattle. They're all donating to the affordable housing fund, but no actual homes are going up. And then the same people that are promoting all of this, oh, we need these regulations to protect the tenants, are bitching that rents are going through the roof. And you're left with, well, yeah, that caused that. What did you expect? What did you think would happen? Rents are going to continue to go through the roof. Right now in real estate, we have no supply. And I'm going to do a deep dive on the National Association of Realtors, their big settlement. There's a settlement with Compass as well. You know, hundreds of millions of dollars in these settlements. And now the media is glomming onto, well, because of this settlement, prices are going to come down. Real estate agents are going to be gone forever. And it's just simply not true. That's just a bunch of hysteria that it's going to have basically zero impact on the real estate market. Zero impact. Because any of the big MLSs dealing with the fallout of the NAR deal have already made adjustments to the way that they operate and with the language that we have and all that good stuff. It's not a deal. It has basically zero impact. And I'll get into that. But there's so many things out there that are going on squatting wise, tenant wise, you know, tenants that won't leave. It's crazy, especially here on the West Coast, how pro-tenant things are. And how about on a national level with an eviction moratorium? I'm sorry, what? People aren't paying? You want to have the landlords continue paying the mortgage? It's like, what in the F is that? What was that all about? You're protecting an entire class? Hey, can't help it if you lost your job. Still got to pay your rent. That's how this works. Oh, no. That's not what we're doing. So, article goes on to say, this was a very tricky and complex job, said Lando Thomas, a squatter squad member. I need a squatter squad hat. Did they have merch on that website? I don't think they did they? Squatter squad, I need you to get some cool logos. Well, what did it say? Something about throwing squatters out since 2018. I'd love a t-shirt right there, right? With their logo. You bet. The intruders were under the impression that any entry into the house required a 3-day notice obtained through the court. However, they were wrong. You hear these tenants parrot this just nonsense. You gotta have a 3-day notice. No, that's not what we're coming in at. Okay, but you gotta have a 3-day notice. No, squatter squad guy was correct. A building inspection only requires a 24-hour notice and does not have to go through the court, he said. That's the loophole. Want to bet that gets cinched up? Yeah, probably. Some stinky, stinky far left, you know what, will go ahead. This isn't fair. An entire class of squatters are being abused. They were just babbling nonsense, he added. They were. We could hear them. The squatters were literally just... There's 12 of them in there. 12 of them in there, middle of the day, right? What are they doing? What are they doing in there? Who knows? However, the squatters were seen taking their own video, repeatedly insisting the inspectors had to go through the court before entering and warning that they had called the police. All right. Okay. And, you know, if I'm a cop and somebody calls me out to somebody, if I don't know what the deal is, I'm going to back off and go, well, you know what? If you got a lease, that's fine. Let's take a look at it. Let's see. You don't have a lease. You look like a bunch of squatters. I'm going to say, hey, this is under control. Nobody's being bludgeoned here. I'm going to let this one go. We're going to press charges, says one of the dirty squatters with a cigarette hanging out of his mouth and holding a can of soda. We're going to press charges. For what? What for? For having a building inspection done? All right. Okay. I mean, we'll see what the court says about that. It's totally legal. That's fine, the inspector replies. Take me to court. You know these squatters aren't going to do that, right? They're just not. They're just not. So, I think this is the same video. Yeah, that's Squatter Squad. The owner sent a team of workers who showed up with their own porta potty and tools. Why'd they have to have a port? Maybe they're doing a remodel on the property. And so, yeah, I need to have, although it looked like, I mean, if people were living in there, there's bathrooms in there. So are we turning off the water? What are we doing? Are we just making sure that we are stamping the fact that, hey, we got a construction site going on. Do not come back. Maybe. Or maybe they're doing a massive renovation. I don't know. Who knows, right? Whatever it takes, though, to get them out. Video shows that when officers did arrive, they stood in the street and let the inspectors do their work. The inspectors. It's great. The squatters wound up packing their belongings and leaving. Before the squatter squad installed no trespassing signs, put a new lock on the gate, and boarded up the windows, as you do, secure that property. I've talked about over in Seattle, where I'm at all the time, there's a new construction project going up, and they've literally got, I was there this last weekend, they've got plywood up over the entire, basically, first floor, because I'm guessing they've had so many problems with squatters. And with the homeless and with the insane and those on drugs, there's a homeless encampment literally just up the hill. It's about a half block and across the street. There's just been, it's underneath Interstate 5. And somebody's always got a tent. Somebody's always got a bunch of stuff going on. I assume they come down from there and go to this new construction project where I think these units start at like $1 million. They're townhomes attached, maybe 8 of them in one complex, but they've just got all of this plywood over the first floor. Just a terrible look. Hey, come look at our new construction project. We're looking Lake Washington and or Lake Union, and don't mind the plywood. Plywood, that won't be there when you buy the unit. You'll be able to see out the windows. Can't see out the windows in the main floor right now. Earlier this month, police in New York City arrested a woman who said a group of squatters moved into her $1 million house and refused to leave. And because the tenant there said that they had a lease, a valid lease, yeah, that whole thing went sideways and the woman was arrested. That was a crazy story. She had inherited the property from her parents when they died, then found squatters living inside. Call Squatter Squad. Evicting dirty squatters since 2018. She called the police, who escorted two strange men off the property, according to local ABC affiliate. However, when she changed the locks, one of the squatters came back with another police officer and accused her of breaking into the house. She was escorted out in handcuffs, but police declined to press charges on the burglary allegation. Because you can't steal your own house. Yeah, that's a thing. You can't steal your own house. The New York Police Department spokesperson told Fox News Digital that she had been released with the summons for unlawful eviction and was not arrested. They're going to have to serve you up with unlawful eviction. I mean, she's getting squatters out. I mean, that's where the whole thing has just gone wildly sideways, hasn't it? You should just be able to take, you know, a couple of your big guys, go in there, grab them by the hair, drag them out the front door, kick them to the curb, go back in, grab their stuff, and toss it out on the street. That's what you should be able to do. But you can't, because we live in a litigious age and everybody's going to sue everybody and everybody's got rights that doesn't deserve them. And it's just a bunch of ridiculousness, isn't it? It's ridiculousness. But what we're seeing, and the reason I wanted to do this story today, is we are seeing more and more stories of what I would call vigilante evictions, where their people are just going in and I don't care what it takes. If you got to threaten people, then do what you got to do. I'm seeing more and more stories of that. And I don't blame people. I don't blame people. As a real estate professional, it makes me nervous because people are putting their homes at risk because you've got these nut jobs that go to these organizations that put out a lot of money for people doing illegal things that they claim to be, you know, they have rights. They have rights. And these companies that bail out, you know, people from all these protests and whatnot, and then they bail out tenants who haven't paid just because they don't want to pay. It's not that they can't pay. They have a job. They have two brand new cars in the driveway, like the squatter, the non-paying tenant here in Bellevue that I covered. I mean, the guy's got two new cars and he can't make a $4,500 a month mortgage payment. All right. Okay. So somewhere in there, his priorities are just wildly upside down, right? Why should I make my $4,500 payment? That's a lot. And it's not a fancy home. It's, you know, it's a single story. What is that? About 1700 square feet, I think, something like that. But it's in a great neighborhood. It's in a really nice neighborhood of Bellevue. And $4,500 isn't, that's pretty much average rent, even for a three bedroom. It's not crazy. It's just, this is a really expensive area. And so you are going to find people that squat, and you're going to hear about more and more cases because housing has become such a premium. It's taking up so much percentage wise of people's income. And, you know, with the lack of supply that we have in the real estate market, there's just going to be more and more pressure put on housing in general. And then you have knuckleheads out there doing the squatting thing. Nobody wants to be a landlord. You know, it's one of those situations where you used to be able to just lock your home up. Say you're doing a remodel and your contractor can't come in for a month. You buy the house, you know, your contractor is not going to be there for a bit. Nah, you go by and check on it maybe once a week. Now it's almost like you need to pay somebody to just move in there to keep the squatters from breaking that window and basically entering and then just taking up residence in your unit, because that is happening on the regular. That is how literally a company like Squatter Squad sets up a business model, finds a narrow, you know, lane to operate in, and that's what they're doing. So I think it's great. I think there should be more of that out there because people are at their wit's end trying to legally hold their homes together. And you've got these nut jobs that are protected by the politicians that have been elected in these areas. So you get what you pay for. You get what you voted in. And you don't see this down in Texas. You don't see this in Oklahoma. You can still take people and just throw them out on the street, right? And you just can't. You've got, you know, more laws now than you used to. But for the most part, you know, unless you're in one of the downtown areas with super liberal leadership, you're going to be able to, if somebody, you know, takes your property, you're going to take it right back. And there's not even going to be a discussion. It's just going to be boom, done and game over. Whereas on the West Coast here in call it California, Oregon and Seattle, we are so pro tenants' rights that it just hurts. I mean, it's mind-blowing the level of protection that these criminals have. And landlords, it's basically just have to fork out. Just got to keep paying. Make it rain, landlord. Make it rain. And that's what you've got going on. So I appreciated Squatter Squad. I thought this is a great story. And if you're in Southern California, they work exclusively in Southern California. Or if you see other news stories like this, hit me up. There's an email on our channel and you can send stuff to me. And a lot of people do that. Otherwise, you can check out our Discord channel. I've got threads in there where I post all of my podcast stories and you can take a look at that as well. All right. I'm going to wrap up this one. So thank you so much for being with me at this point in the podcast. Love to have you subscribe, hit that notification bell, all that good stuff. But again, thanks for being here, and I'll catch up with you in the next one.